And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. Here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to bare internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. On January 19th, just before 7 p.m., St. Clair County Central Dispatch sent deputies to an address on Pine Ridge Drive for a residential alarm called in by the home's alarm company. Upon arrival, deputies located a green Ford Bronco running with the doors ajar in the driveway, later found to be stolen. The front door to the residence had been forced open. Deputies searched the home and did not locate any subjects. Voices could be heard in the woods near the residence, and two individuals were located walking in the area and taken into custody. A citizen tip assisted in locating a third suspect that made his way to a local fast food restaurant. After the homeowner arrived on scene, it was confirmed that an AK-style rifle and a pistol were stolen from the home. All three individuals were transported to St. Clair County Detention and Intervention Center, and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office would like to thank Port Huron Police for the use of their drone, K-9 Unit Brock, and Vigilant Citizens for assisting in apprehending these individuals. This continues to be an ongoing investigation at this time. And the Michigan State Police Grants and Community Services Division is accepting applications for two separate public safety grant programs made possible through funding appropriate in the state's fiscal year 2026 budget. Michigan universities that currently operate a cold case program or will begin a cold case program in fiscal year 2026 can apply for up to $200,000 to be used for programmatic and operational expenses of the university's cold case program. A completed grant application must be submitted to the MSP GCSD before 12 p.m. Eastern Time on February 18, 2026. Michigan counties may request up to $25,000 to assist in their development of public safety critical incident mapping. Each county is eligible to receive up to three individual grants, and the completed grant application must be submitted to the MSP GCSD before 12 p.m. Eastern Time on March 4, 2026. This state grant funding, authorized and approved by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the legislature, supports important facets of public safety that will build upon and complement great work already occurring in our state to improve public safety outcomes, stated Colonel James F. Grady II, director of the MSP. I encourage universities and counties to take full advantage of this opportunity by applying for the funding. You can always find more detailed grant information and applications that are available on the MSP GCSD website. In St. Clair County, authorities arrested two individuals on drug-related charges during separate operations on January 14th of 2026. In the first incident, a Detroit man was stopped near the I-94 connector in 32nd Street for driving without a license. A Border Patrol canine detected narcotics hidden in the child's car seat, leading to the discovery of approximately 40 grams of cocaine and heroin, alongside some cash. The 59-year-old suspect faces multiple felony charges and was held on a $25,000 bond. Later that evening, Drug Task Force agents executed a warrant at an address on 27th Street in Port Huron Township. The homeowner, age 45, was arrested during a traffic stop. Investigators seized over 140 grams of methamphetamine, prescription medications, ketamine, drug equipment, a shotgun, and ammunition from the property. The suspect was arraigned 2 days later on multiple felony possession charges, with bond set at $50,000. Both individuals are being held at the county detention center as their cases proceed through the court system. And we will be right back with some national news after this brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, this is Rick Kasiba from Huron Auto Parts. Why choose us over the competition? Because we don't just sell parts by looking at a computer screen. I've been repairing everything from power sports and cars to small engines and even race cars since high school. Put my 4 decades of experience to work for you when you step into Huron Auto Parts and get the right part the first time. Most of the time, the part is on the shelf and ready for you to take home the same day. And if not, I can usually get it by the next. At Huron Auto Parts, we understand. Surface is the difference. We get it.
Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine. Whether you're point A to point B driver or pro, Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
And we are back. The Department of Health and Human Services has updated the dietary guidelines, sparking a debate among nutritionists. The new food pyramid places a heavier emphasis on protein intake from both plant and animal sources, diverging from previous versions. While some health experts applaud the focus on muscle health for an aging population, environmental scientists expressed concern over the lack of emphasis on the carbon footprint of meat production. The guidelines will influence school lunch programs and federal nutrition assistance. And federal investigators revealed today that Boeing had issued internal warnings about potentially defective parts prior to a recent cargo plane incident. The NTSB is examining whether these defects directly contributed to the mechanical failure during the flight. The investigation is focusing solely on the supply chain for landing gear components. Boeing has pledged full cooperation with the NTSB and is conducting a review of all aircraft using similar parts to ensure fleet safety. And researchers at a leading U.S. university announced a breakthrough today in detecting PFAS, or forever chemicals, in municipal water supplies. The new sensor technology can identify these substances in seconds at much lower concentrations than previously possible. The technology is expected to be portable and affordable, allowing small towns to monitor their water quality in real time. This comes as federal limits on PFAS and drinking water are set to tighten later this year. We do have some international news for you coming up after this brief message from our sponsor.
This is Brian Stone from Stone Insurance Agency, your auto owner's agency with offices in Bad Axe and Deckerville. Life is full of surprises, some good, some not so good. But with Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owner's Insurance, you don't have to face the unexpected alone. From auto, home, farm, boat, motorcycle, business, or life insurance, we've got you covered with personal service from Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owners. No call centers, no runaround, just award-winning coverage with a team you can trust. Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owner's Insurance, simple, reliable. Visit Stone Insurance Agency in Bad Axe or Deckerville. Give us a call at 1-800-530-9105.
And we are back with your international news. A high-level investigation into a massive job scam in Cambodia has uncovered links to criminal syndicates in Pakistan and Southeast Asia. The scam duped hundreds of workers with fake employment offers, only to force them into cybercrime operations once they had arrived. Authorities have rescued dozens of victims this week and are working with Interpol to track the flow of illicit funds. The investigation highlights the growing complexity of human trafficking in the digital age. And Uganda election protests have turned deadly following the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni for a 7th term. The clashes between police and protesters in Uganda have left at least 7 people dead. Opposition leaders have contested the results, alleging widespread voter intimidation and fraud. The leader of the opposition, Bobby Wine, was reportedly placed under house arrest as security forces moved to quell demonstrations in the capital. International observers have called for a transparent audit of the election results to restore peace. And the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court told the UN Security Council today that atrocities in Sudan's Darfur region are being repeated town by town. The report details an organized campaign of ethnic targeting and mass executions by paramilitary forces. The ICC has called for immediate international intervention to protect civilians and document evidence of war crimes. The humanitarian situation in Sudan remains one of the most dire in the world, with millions displaced by the ongoing conflict. And we will be right back with your obituaries after this brief message from our final sponsor.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS is now hiring a Tier 2 support representative. Apply at avci.net/careers.
And we are back with some obituaries as well as some cancellations for the hour. Marsha J. Hoffman, age 88, of Cass City, passed away January 16th, 2026. Marsha was born in Unionville on May 5th, 1937, and she married Elmer G. Hoffman, my apologies, on April 28th, 1956, at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Cairo. Marsha is survived by her children Gina and Gordon, as well as her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The visitation and service will be held Thursday, January 22nd, 2026, at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Cass City. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. And the luncheon will be held immediately following the service at the church. Burial will be at 2 p.m. at St. John Lutheran Cemetery in Sebring. Memorial donations may be given to Heritage Hill Assisted Living and Memory Care or Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Arrangements are handled by Youngle and Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebring. You can share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. And Calvin Cal James Kaufman, 86, of Elkton, passed away peacefully in his home with his family by his side on Monday, January 19, 2026. Cal married the former Nola Herford on October 21, 1967, and the couple spent over 58 years together. Cal is survived by his wife Nola, children Carlene, Stephen, Christina, and his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Cal is preceded in death by his sisters, and a funeral service for Cal will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, January 26, 2026, at St. Paul Methodist Church, and visitation will be from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Sunday, January 25th, at Ransford's Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Monday. Memorials may be made to St. Paul Methodist Church or the A&D Charitable Foundation. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordsfuneralhome.com. And we do have one cancellation so far today. The 9 a.m. Mass was canceled for the St. Joseph Church of Rapson for January 21 of 2026. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.